Short story number 76, The Bear Story, by Larry Vardaman. Spring is when bears who've been hibernated all winter come out of their dens to start foraging for food. So if you head to the forest and mountains to hike, fish, or camp, you want to be sure to look out for bears in your vicinity. It's a good idea to make lots of noise as you walk through the woods. Talk loudly, rattle metal cups, pots, and canteens, and fasten bear bells to your shoestrings, zippers, and walking sticks to create extra noise as you walk along. The more noise you make, the better, so you won't startle any bears foraging nearby. Most bears will run away from noise, not toward it. You should also carry bear spray to deter them if they get too curious. When you're camping, you should store your food in bear safes or hang it from trees by a rope to avoid attracting them to your campsite. When you're hiking in bear country, it's helpful to know if you're likely to encounter regular black or brown bears or grizzlies. The grizzlies are much larger, more aggressive, and very difficult to deal with if they pursue you. A better strategy is to avoid grizzlies if at all possible. You can sometimes determine if regular bears or grizzlies are near you by looking for bear tracks. Large bear tracks are likely to be made by a grizzly. If the tracks are more than about 6 inches in size and exhibit indentations made by their long claws. But an even better method to detect grizzlies is by measuring the size of their scat. You know, manure. The scat for brown or black bears will normally be a pile 3 to 5 inches in diameter, while the scat for grizzly bears can exceed 6 or even 10 inches. And grizzly bear scat may be filled with chewed up bear bells.